You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Vikings Entertainment. Just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
And away we go on Vikings Vent Line every Sunday right here on the Purple Daily YouTube channel and podcast feeds. Appreciate everyone discovering the show and helping us have a big week here at Purple Daily. Obviously, it was a big week with all the departures and additions that have happened here. So if you have discovered this podcast maybe the first time in the last week, welcome to Vikings Vent Line. This is a show that goes during the regular season of Vikings games where Mackie, Judd, and myself hop on here and we bring on Vikings fans the moment after the game ends. But during the off season, I like to host a edition with Vikings fans to talk about the season, the upcoming expectations for the draft, free agency, etc. So there'll be a lot to get into today. So if you'd like to join one of these episodes, hit me up. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. These launch every Sunday morning. I typically pre-record them. So if you'd like to come on an edition of Vikings Ventline, you're well more than welcome to hit me up at VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you, especially if you've recently discovered Purple Daily or if you're a recurring guest. We always love bringing people back on here on Purple Daily as well. So if you'd like to be on Vikings Ventline, it's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. Of course, Purple Daily is sponsored by our friends at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, great area to get to your gasoline, to get your snacks, to get you all your food. Awesome place. Shout out to Quick Trip for powering Purple Daily programming. So let's get into it here. Lots to get into. There's a busy week that happened. There was a busy Friday that happened with a big trade. So I'm going to bring in my guy Robert and Alex here on Vikings Ventline. Fellas, what's going on? How are we doing?
Good, good, good.
Doing good.
Excited.
Robert, I love the Culpepper jersey. I told you that off screen. Love that Culpepper frame jersey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. Alex, Marines, were you in the service?
Yeah, I was a Marine.
Okay. Cool, man. Very cool. Very cool. Where were you stationed?
I was stationed in Hawaii for about 3 years, and then I was in 29 Palms, California for a year.
Okay. Very cool, man. Well, yeah, thank you for your service. Appreciate you being a Vikings fan. Were you from Minnesota, Alex, or how did you become a Vikings fan?
Yeah, I was born in Minnesota, moved out to Colorado when I was around 1 year old. My family was always big Vikings fan. My dad's a huge Vikings fan. I fly back. We go to games together all the time. And it was hard being a Vikings fan in a unit in the military with a bunch of fans and always never having a Super Bowl. And they could always hang that over my head.
Yeah, it always is hard. I have two siblings that are in the service, and you know, you get your transplant people that are all over the country that are at your base and become your buddies and your friends and family and stuff. And yeah, you're like this lone Vikings fan basically amongst your friends. So I feel your pain there, buddy. That's rough.
Yeah.
And then Robert, you're in California. You said you made your first trip to US Bank in 2022, right? To go see that Jets game. You plan to go see them again this year. How long have you been a Vikings fan, man?
Ooh, since 98. My brother was a Vikings fan before me, so I kind of used to watch the games with him. But 98, when they got Moss, and then the next year they got Cole, that's when I just – it was over for me. I was just addicted.
Hell yeah. Well, guys, a lot of stuff to get into today. So let's start with this one. We'll work our way up to the draft conversation too. But they bring in Sam Darnold. So Sam Darnold will be your bridge quarterback. Maybe he'll be your backup quarterback. So I kind of want to get your thoughts here. Is he the right bridge? Do you trust him if he has to start? Robert, I'll start with you. Them moving on from Kirk Cousins, they kind of hand things over for right now to Sam Darnold. What were your thoughts on that initial move?
Well, I'm not too worried. It's just a bridge. Like, what do you really expect out of a bridge quarterback? You know, they're kind of there taking up the space in case something happens to your starter. You know, I don't think I'm really expecting him to do anything. I hope they move up in the draft, but I think it's going to be all right. At the same time, with Kirk, it's not like we did anything crazy anyways. So it's like, what are we worried about? What are we still worried about? One playoff win in 6 years? What are you worried about Sam Darnold for?
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, how about you, man? Bridge quarterback or maybe even if de facto QB1 for right now, Sam Darnold. What was your thoughts on that move?
I was doing a little research on this. I remember the 2022 season when Sam Darnold was for the Carolina Panthers in the first like 4 or 5 games of the season, just running everywhere, 30 plus yards a game rushing, and then had the first QB in NFL history with 5 rushing touchdowns in the first 4 games with his team. He's also one of those quarterbacks that was drafted in a poor position in New York as a Jet with not a big supporting staff and coaching instability there. Like, I think that him coming here as a bridge, specifically as a bridge, Kevin O'Connell can get a lot out of him and build up a supporting cast around whatever QB we decide to draft, whether it be first, second round this year, maybe first next year. We don't know yet, but I think that he will make a really good bridge quarterback with all the experience that he does have in the league so far.
Robert, do you think, though, KOC can get a little bit more out of him? We've seen him get out of guys like Josh Dobbs and Mullins, too. Do you think actually maybe KOC can unlock something and maybe unearth some things that maybe Sam Darnold hasn't been able to accomplish quite yet?
I think he can. I don't see why not, you know? It's not like he doesn't. If you're in the NFL, you have talent. You're not just in there to be in there. If that's the case, they just go look for anybody off the street. You know what I mean? So I believe he can. You see what he did with Kirk, you know what I mean? And those, 2 years he had with him? What 13 and what was that year? They went 13 and close games, but Kirk played good that year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he can improve him, but I don't think it's a long term. You know what I mean? I think they're going to move up in the draft and they're going to get some money.
So let's talk about that. So Friday morning, a big trade goes down. They get the 23rd overall pick from the Texans. So now 2 picks at their disposal. So Alex, are you envisioning trading up? Is this going to be part of the ammunition to get up in the top 3? Do you have kind of what you'd like to see the Vikings do with those 2 picks? I guess, how would you orchestrate this plan maybe if you were Kwesi?
I think that with the draft capital that we do have, there's a multitude of different strategies that we can go about using, right? Maybe they got that 23rd overall pick, not necessarily so that we could use that as ammunition to move up in the draft. Maybe we still use next year's first round pick to move up in the draft and use that 23rd pick to take, you know, an edge or a interior defensive lineman, something at that pick. So then you can grab 2 higher level guys in the first round, or you can, like you were all kind of thinking, using that 23rd pick overall and 11th pick and, you know, coming up with a deal to move up in the draft. I think that if it were me and if I were Kwesi at this point, I'd be real careful who I move up for. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, JJ possibly. Caleb Williams is probably going to be off the board. But if you're telling me that we're going to be moving up, you know, and mortgaging a whole bunch of draft spots to move up to number 3, and then you take JJ McCarthy at 3, I don't think that the draft board would be very nice with that. If you're going to move up that high with using the first round picks that we acquired, probably move up to like pick up Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm.
Robert, how about you, man? Is the plan for you, you want to see them move up to get the quarterback? Do you want to see them maybe stay put and maybe use these 2 picks somewhere else? How would you kind of like to orchestrate with these 2 picks in the Vikings' disposal?
It all depends on the coach. Who does he want, you know? I don't want them just to move up in the draft, just to move up in the draft and pick high. You know what I mean? Have him pick somebody that he thinks he could work and actually, you know, make good. That would be good for us, you know? Because it's not promised. We could throw all the draft picks, and if he's a bust, then we wasted all those draft picks, you know? You know, if they're going to trade up, they have to be 100% sure. Not 100% sure, but just be sure that's the guy you want, you know? Don't just move up and pick somebody just to pick him.
Yeah.
Would you rather see them, Robert, wait until the draft starts to make that trade? Or is this something where maybe like, hey, they can get up to three, you know, here in a couple of weeks with, you know, a month of preparation. Would that be your kind of better strategy to go about it? Or would you rather kind of maybe wait to see how the board falls before you make a big drastic move like that?
If I can't trade up to the first three picks, I wouldn't even, I kind of just sit back really.
Yeah.
Cause those are the first three. Those are the picks you would want, one, two, or three. After that, I'd probably just wait, really, see who falls in. Maybe wait until the draft, and maybe you could trade less to move up, you know, once the draft starts.
Yeah.
But not before, because I think you look desperate, and you might give up too much. And, no. I'm tired of losing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm tired of losing, man.
They've made a lot of, like, defensive signings here, and we can probably even talk about that a little bit. So they've been able to, obviously, like, replenish their defense, these free agents. And now can they find their rookie quarterback, but also, you know, do they still have the ammunition to do so? Alex, can you see a scenario? I know you kind of painted out a little bit, with what you'd like to see them do with those first round picks. I mean, is there a world where they don't take a quarterback with those first two selections or in the first round at all of this year's draft?
I think that there is a world. I mean, they were kind of talking about how Kwesi was at the press conference that Sam Darnold isn't necessarily a bridge quarterback, and how he wants to get away from that word and, you know, says that he has other options. So I think that there is like if the price is too steep, because Kwesi is stock market businessman kind of guy. Like if you're looking at that, it's like, okay, well now we have two first round picks, and at 11, like you could get a Jared Verse. And then at 23, like there's still the opportunity to get Penix. I was reading something right before this on Warren Sharp wrote May of 2023 about how since 2011, so over the last like 12 years at the time that article was written, there had been 38 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. Only 10 of them were on a rookie deal, and only one of them had led their team to a Super Bowl, which was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Only six out of that 38 had gone to a conference championship, which was Mahomes, Burrow, Goff, Allen, Blake Bortles, and Andrew Luck. And out of that, they were kind of thinking that the people who win Super Bowls since, I think you were saying, like 2016, there's only been four quarterbacks who have won all those Super Bowls, and it's Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Nick Foles, and Jared Goff. And they said that the strategy that most of these teams are successful with over drafting a quarterback and making them be your long-term starter and they become your franchise quarterback is getting a QB that's a rookie QB, building a team around them, and in 5 years after that rookie deal is done, seeing what veteran is out there. And I think that if you look at it that way, picking up a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix Jr., letting him ride out for 5 years on a rookie deal and seeing who's going to be a veteran in 5 years. Burrow, maybe. Lamar Jackson might be coming off of a deal. Like, you have these people who might not have won a Super Bowl, or like, for example, like Josh Allen, who's in that division with Patrick Mahomes and constantly has to battle the best quarterback in the AFC to try and even get to a conference championship. What if you put him in the NFC,
yeah,
with a team like the Vikings? And then all of a sudden he doesn't have to run through a wall in Patrick Mahomes to try and get to a Super Bowl, and you put him in that position. Like, I think that there's a lot of opportunity going on right now with what Kwesi's doing, because he is cooking.
Yeah.
He is cooking this week.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts, or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Robert, what moves have you really liked that they've been able to do so far in free agency? Is there one that really stands out for you?
Oh, really? I like all of them. It's all deep. I love Zimmer. So anything for the, if they could beef up the defense and bring all those people in and crack some heads, I love it. You know what I mean? So, and I kind of I agree with what's your name again, brother? My bad.
Alex.
I agree with Alex. Like, you look at the 49ers. If you put Brock Purdy on another team, he's probably not doing all that. Mm-hmm. Look at all the people they have around him. If you could build the team around a quarterback who's decent, you could do some stuff. You know, you got to put those pieces around him. But yeah, I wouldn't even mind them beefing up the defense with the pick, say the truth, and just drafting a quarterback later in the draft to figure it out. You know, I really wouldn't mind it. If they can't get the top three picks, get more picks. You know, figure it out. Get more players.
So, Robert, you mentioned you liked Zimmer, and then now they're with Brian Flores here for the last year, and now he has more pieces to work with, man. I mean, do you finally see this Vikings defense, maybe not returning to what it was at Zimmer's peak, but at least returning to being respectable and not being a sieve like it really was for most of 2022?
Last year's defense, I loved it. Ivan Pace Jr., amazing. You know what I mean? Like, that was crazy. That was a crazy pick. He wasn't even drafted, right? He's undrafted.
Yeah, he was undrafted.
Yeah.
Yeah, spectacular pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flores, he's bringing a lot out of the players he has. You know what I mean? Even, what's his name? Oh, my God. Smith. You know? He had a good season this season, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I really hope he stays. To tell you the truth, I really hope he stays. I know it's going to be hard to keep him maybe after this season if he does a really good job. But, yeah, I love what he's doing.
How about you, Alex? Have you kind of liked what Flores has been able to accomplish last year? Good building blocks, but now, you know, more free agents have come in here. They still might take a defensive player high in the draft. It feels like the Vikings defense may be trending in a better direction for the first time in a long time.
I love it. I mean, I grew up, you know, watching Jared Allen and, you know, even people in our division like Brian Urlacher. Like, I always kind of grew up thinking that the NFC North was like, just constantly really heavy with blitz packages and always in your face and always ready to throw down. And I think that, like, since Zimmer, like, even to a certain extent, like, you know, Danielle Hunter was injured for a lot of Mike Zimmer's career. And we weren't allowed to put a lot of pressure on the opposing offense. We did have, you know, the double A gap blitzes, and like there was a lot of like creativity in that scheme. And especially when we had Xavier Rhodes, like that was really nice to have somebody that you could have a lockdown quarter out there and then just worry about rushing the passer. But I think now with Brian Flores and the way that he schemes things up and how creative he uses his players, I think that I would be really excited to see another Vikings defense that was one of those like really ominous, you know, games on your schedule, you know, being another team and looking at playing the Vikings and knowing the blitz packages that they run and the monsters that they have up front, purple people eaters, all that stuff. I think that's what I would like. And then just be able to keep up with teams.
Yeah.
Like offensively, keep up with the teams, defensively, demoralize them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that old black and blue NFC North division, and you know, those that era of you're talking about there where yeah, it was kind of a grind and there was some great defensive players and the Vikings had Williams Wall forever and Jared Allen and Ray Edwards and B Rob that kind of rolled in there, and last few years a little shaky towards the end of the Zimmer era, but now it kind of feels like yeah, they're finally trending back to being a respectable defense again. Robert, how you kind of remember the Kirk Cousins era? I know a lot of Vikings fans, you know, some are happy they moved on from him. Some maybe have thought they should have re-signed him. What will you kind of remember from the Kirk Cousins era?
Remember playoff game against the Giants. Fourth down.
Yeah.
Scared to throw the ball because he didn't want to get blamed for the loss, even though we lost. But yeah, not. I like Kirk. Kirk is a good quarterback. Like, if he would have signed, I don't like him 100. I don't like him enough to give him 180 million. But if I wouldn't mind having him back. He's a good quarterback. But at some point, you gotta understand, we weren't gonna win with him. We weren't. You gotta restart. You know, give him that type of his his contracts in the past have pretty much handicapped us up till now. You know what I mean? You really can't do anything when you're paying the quarterback that much, and we can't even get a playoff win. One playoff win in what, 6 years? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Not great. Not a great memory.
Yeah, the Giants playoff loss is definitely going to sting. And it just felt, and honestly watching the path of the Niners that they got into the Super Bowl this year, that like, God, the NFC has been weak. You know, Robert, you brought up the fact, both Alex and Robert brought up the fact how AFC's loaded, right? They got quarterbacks galore. They got all the best quarterbacks there. The NFC, it's kind of an open path. It's not going to be easy to get there, but you won't have to go over Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Joe Burrow, et cetera, where in the NFC, I mean, what, the best quarterback might be Kirk Cousins, like Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy. They're, it's not as daunting as it is in the AFC. Alex, how about you, man? How will you kind of remember the Kirk Cousins era?
There's a couple of things. The first thing I'll ever remember was the season that we went 5-0, and lost to the Eagles, and then everything kind of fell apart in shambles after that. And then we drafted Kirk Cousins, and I thought he was the savior of Minnesota. And every other Marine in my unit was like, "You don't get it yet." And I think that the biggest thing that I'll remember is the division that it kind of caused amongst like the fan base. Like I truly believe that sports are supposed to be a vessel for the community to like get behind and really come together of all walks of life, races, colors, everything. And I think that dividing yourself between a player and the team, like you care more about the player's success versus the team's success. I think it's really disheartening as a fan base to know that most of your fan base would rather squabble over whether one singular player is good and not whether your team, you know, brings a parade or a trophy to your city, gives you guys a couple of days to really be happy of, you know, to call yourself a Minnesotan, you know? And I think that, no poo poo to Kirk, but like, I think that he's a businessman. He's a businessman more than he's a quarterback at this point. Sure, he plays quarterback and he's really good at it. But I think that the way that he thinks and, you know, the way that he conducts himself on a daily basis is that of a businessman and a family man and not as like a football player. Because I can speak from experience being in the Marines and understanding the brotherhood and the camaraderie that comes from being in the trenches with a bunch of other people that are also going through it. And I think that that means a lot, and you should consider yourself like part, like the ethos of a warrior culture at that point. And I don't think that Kirk has that ethos inside of him.
Bravo. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like a poetic way to look at it where, yeah, there's always going to be disagreements in how your team should do things. And to your point, you know, that's what sports is kind of about. It's about having arguments or disagreements, but also bringing a whole collection of people together. And man, there is, you're right that I've never really seen an athlete kind of split on how people view their team and their, and that specific athlete quite like Kirk Cousins. It is, I think that's a good point of how we'll kind of remember it. Yeah. I mean, there's the playoff loss, the Giants, there's the one playoff win in 6 years that we all know about, but there is that weird layer where there is a faction of people that are Vikings fans that then dissociated themselves from what they looked like with Kirk Cousins and how they wanted to defend Kirk Cousins. Yeah, it was very polarizing. And now we're on to a new era, right? We just talked about drafting QB. What are they going to do with Sam Darnold? That's the exciting part here, is starting new with Kevin O'Connell. And if you're a Vikings fan, starting new with a new quarterback and seeing what happens. Fellas, before we wrap up here, Robert, any shout outs, any last takes you'd love to give, man?
Kind of like on Kirk too, because like you said, he was a businessman. He's all about his money, and who's gonna stop him? 180 mil, it's gonna be hard for anybody to turn down, right? But then you see somebody like Patrick Mahomes. He's a winner. Reconstructed his contract to get some money up for the team recently. You know what I mean? Some people just want the money. Some people want to win. There's a difference. You know what I mean?
Huge difference.
Huge difference. You know, if it's not for everybody, you know, I don't know if I'd be strong enough to walk away from 180 mil, but I don't have $100 million to say I got in the bank to say, yeah,
I wouldn't be.
I want to win a ring, you know?
Absolutely. Robert, any when you're in LA, are there any like Vikings bars you go to? How do you kind of watch the games?
Yeah, I go to Pineapple Saloon. It's a Viking bar in Sherman Oaks. I don't know, it feels like I'm at the stadium sometimes. They got the horn in there. They got the drums going. It's really good.
Cool, dude. That's awesome.
Same here.
Yeah. That's awesome. Alex, how about you, man? Any last takes, any shout-outs you'd love to give here on Ventline?
Yeah, I got to thank my family and my dad for riding with me as a Vikings fan. My mom and sister don't like the Vikings football sort of aspect, but they put up with it because they know I love it. So I think that that's really kind of them. And then Cap City Tavern is the Viking bar that I go to down here in Denver. They got the drums. They give out, you know, purple victory shots. Like, yep. It makes it feel like home. Everybody wearing Vikings gear. It's awesome. Awesome. And then I think I just want to say, like, Purple Daily and Vikings community, we got to come together. Like, at this point, it's get behind the team. Criticize them when they deserve to be criticized. But enjoy the camaraderie that is built in the furnace of hardship, basically.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Love that stuff. Boys, thank you so much. Great takes here on Vikings Ventline. Appreciate you guys. Again, if anyone wants to come on a future episode, hit me up. It's VikingsVentline@gmail.com. Would love to hear from anyone new that's kind of subscribed to Purple Daily here in the last week. Appreciate you guys. We'll be back on Monday with more Purple Daily content. And hit that subscribe button, too.